Rabbi, the shiur this week is being sponsored by Rabbi Marcha Friedman, Lenishmas Rivka Merrill, Basar Rav Shmuel David Olav Shalom, and the Wallerstein family, Lenishmas Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Achaver Rav Shmuel Akayin Zatzal Olav Shalom. Also, we want to sponsor the shiur of Refuah Shleima for Moshe Yosef Silverstein and Moshe Yosef Ben Rivka.
We're going to talk about is the inyan of the chasima sa'edim nechkar edusim bebezdin. The sugi ben again baba basra is the gemara and av kufnun tes. The gemara discusses a scenario where an individual or individual signed on a get, on a shtar, and between the time that they signed on it and the time that they delivered the get, they were kroivim. They became kroivim. Mazogin, one became an edim of another. So when the get was signed on, they were not kroivim zelozeh. And after the get was delivered, or before the get was delivered in the interim, they became kroivim. So das rette gemara wegen dem. And we're going to get to that in a minute, but let's start with the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Masechta Gittin, in the beginning of Masechta, is trying to determine and understand the mitzias von chasima shaloi lishma. How is it shayach to sign on a get shaloi lishma? If there's no tzivui habal, if the individual is not, the edim are not authorized by the baal to sign, so bechlal is a chasan. Has nothing to do with lishma. Kvega says any time individuals will be involved in a chasima, in any other shtar, it's not just a chasan in lishma, it's bechlal not a good shtar. Elamai, Zakhtab Kvega, the chasmid for his baal, so where's the chasan in lishma? Now, we could say, Bishloima, according to those that say, together with the chasima, there's a need for an amira at the time of the Mesira Kem and Zogin, that there's a chasaran in the Lishma if there's no amira. But according to the sheet, is that you don't need amira, so how is it a chasaran in Lishma? What's the uvda? So, Grada Rabbi Kivega has a mahalach, and he says, it's talking about as a muzodika case, which is hard really to understand that the whole chasaran lishma is only in this limited case, where an individual is going to be megarish two wives, and the get is good for either or, whoever comes out of the house first. So yais ein breira, this is the chasaran lishma. So let it be kivegan that the chasaran in a chasim shalei lishma is in a very limited case, where edim have chasmin done a get, and the question is who's coming out of the building first. So who the get is going to be intended for, and brave it as a chasaran lishma. We're going to try to develop a different mahalach, and bechlal it's the yisoid in edei yichsima, kenechkar edusim dami, and it's the yisoid in yoni shtaris. Be'emes, this shaila of Rabbi Kiva Eger is mamish Cholik on an often a ritva, because the ritva holds there's no such chesaron. Rabbi Kivega's understanding is that there's a chesaron in any shtar if the shtar is not authorized by the baal. So Rabbi Kivega says it can't be a chesaron lishma where the baal wasn't mitzvah for them to sign, because l'chayra that wouldn't be good in any shtar. But the ritva halt nishta zay. Ritva Dalton Gittin schreibt, Zeshe ksav hachsima shaloi lishma, hainu gamkeim shepa'omim hasoifrim kaisvin teufes haget, umanichin shem iroi v'shem ira. In other words, the Ritva says a case where they write the teufes, but they're leaving out the teuref. They have the outline of a get, but they're lacking the particulars, the city that he lives in, the city that she resides in. V'chais min oisai, Zakt Ritva, they're going to sign on that particular get that has the typhus and not the toyrif, kedei she'e mezumen lohem, that it's ready and available for them. V'yecholun ha'edin la'asais came. The Bekahai Gavna Lekha Shikra. The Nims is Chasim Azu Shalei Lishma. Zakt Ritva, that's the only case of Shalei Lishma. Not the only case, but that's the case of Shalei Lishma. But the Chasarin, according to the Ritva, is not a Chasarin in the fact that the Edom are signing on a blank piece of paper. That's okay. You can take a blank piece of paper and you can sign on it, and it's a good idea to say this and fill in later what you want. The Chasarin by get is that's a Feltzachin Lishma. Asher al kein, you see a machlokes between Kivega, is it not going like the Ritva? He holds such a shtar would never be good under any circumstances. It's not a chasar and lishma, he says. So we said, according to Kivega, the chasar and lishma, but the chasim is where there's two ladies, and you don't know which one, and it's Ein Breira and Mimil, that's a chasar and lishma.
But the fill-in, he's telling them. The
but let's just go, so 1 second. Let's go slow. According to the Ritva, if you have a blank sheet of paper and Edom Chasman on it, it seems that it's going to be good. And the question that we're focusing on, how is that possible? What's going on that you can fill in something after a Chasima, and what are they being made on? What's that going to say to some?
He says it's not
Sheker, he says. He says it's not Sheker. I'm saying, it's nothing. I mean, what's does? So he's saying there's no chasar in shikra because it's not filled out. It's not check. It's nothing. So what are they being made on? That's our problem. What exactly are they signing and being made on? You can see gavon like a chiddush on Pimoyev Rebbe Rapesach Stein Sechet Tzadik Levracha tells Rosh Shiva said this year maybe 30 years ago. But the pshat is a big yisod in shtaris. We'll get to this b'li neder. But that's good for the kashy. Good for the kashy is oh good. It's not check. It's garnished. Yistam being made on nothing. What are they being made on? What? So now we're going to get to that remendel, and that's going to be a shaila of what exactly they're being made on. Meaning, is it the meister that they're being made on? Is it his schaivis das ham schaiv? What exactly is the haggadah's edus on? Bemis, Taisvis, also over there in Gittin in two different places, clearly holds different than the Ritva. Chaylik on the Ritva. Taisvis, davdalim and alav zokt. The lek of the meima di sharinon b'chosma yishaloi l'shma yovei lahachshir zimnin the yachsim utchila v'yichtrifu ger al gabi chasimasim v'akal ha'yachidus klal dim kem mitam ze gam b'shal shtar asilon lahatzach chasimu l'shma. That can't be l'shma. So clearly, according to Taisus, that doesn't work. You're not able somehow to sign and fill in details later on. That says Taisus beferish, not like the Ritva. And Vos says it's fine. Chasmo Edom al Niyach Halak, Edom come afterwards, like a shikrov, and it's chasim azu shalei lishma, it's only chasar on lishma. Taisa says clearly, then you have a lishma in every shtar problem. It's not the issue of lishma, it's pashat you're not being made in anything. Nacha Taisviz, and Gimelam and Aleph, Omari, ha da atzich haban en hocha, hayne shalei ya'ar habal v'yayma shekasva ha-saifa kadeh lehislami. See, Taisa now is going to say two different things. Number one, that the sefer, the Baal could be ma'ar on the get and say the sefer is writing Gedei L'Islamit. V'hichsim alav edim shelo yabaki l'shma. So the question is, why does he have to say two kinds of cases? Ksiva l'Islamit and chasima shelo l'shma. Why doesn't Taisus just say, the chasima was chasma l'Islamit? Now it's pashit, in that case it's not edis at all. And in other shtaris also. It's not a chasar midin l'shma. Sgolnish kin shtar. Sgolnish kin agodas edis. So vayis techayis is a yisaydis dika machlokes between the Ritva and between Taisvis, where Edom will sign on an unfilled blank piece of paper, and then afterwards they're going to fill it in the nusach hashtar if it's kosher. And the Kivega that asks, how do you have chasima shalei l'shma? Zicha aligns himself with Taisvis. And Reb Kivega says, not like the Ritva. So, what's the aside of their machlokes? And how to talk about unze sugya? What's the svar of the Ritva? B'chayr, there's no haggadah at all. Avad Ritva is correct. It's not shikra. But at the end of the day, what is it? You're signing on a blank document. It doesn't mean anything. What are you being made on?
Does it make a difference if it's a paper somewhere?
Well, he does mention that, but according to what we're saying, it shouldn't make a difference because... Blank sheet of paper should be the same thing like anything. Exactly right. Basha, that's the gang we're going in. L'chari should be enough to me. You're not being made on anything. I'm signing on nothing. Right? It's nothing. Exactly. L'chari, we can start off by developing the fact that there are two types of haggadahs. There's haggadah bal peh, and there's haggadah bishtar. And when it comes to haggadah bishtar, you can clear a chakira. When is the Haggadah Chal? When do we arrive at Torah's Haggadah? Is it immediately at the time of the Chsima? It's already considered Haggadah? Or maybe the whole din of Haggadah is only with Mesira. I mean, let's take an example. You have Edim who are on a shtar. There's a shtar that Reuven writes that he's selling his field to Shimon. The Mechira is Chal at the time of Mesiras Hashtar. So L'chayra, the Ikka Din Haggadah is at the time of Mesiras Hashtar. The Yisoy Din of Haggadah and Hashtar... One second. Is it a din that the Edim who are signing on the Shtar is Kamishan Echir Adusim Bebezin? So L'chayra, Sofik is, when is this din of Kenech Kedusim Edim Haksuvim Al Hashtar? When is the Kenech Kedusim Bebezin? Is it at the time of the Chsima? Edim Haksuvim Al Hashtar? Zem Gechasma, that's the Kenech Kedusim Bebezin. What do you say it's at the time of Mesira? Now, I want you to know Stam Agav Urcha. Agav Urcha. You know, you ever see like the Masada Kedushin? Generally, it's a younger fellow. Or generally, it's not the Masada Kedushin, it's like the one who's reading the Ksuba. He starts getting all nervous on the Chuppah if he misses the word Vikanina, and there's a venerable Gadol who's over there who filled out the Ksuba, and he starts making against the Tararam. So listen, that according to Rav Vozna, a Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. That's all it is. The whole Kenyan took place at the time of Kabbalah's Kenyan, and it's over. In fact, someone at Taina that the Mesiras HaKsuba to the Chosin, to the Kala, under the Chuppah, sort of decides what time during the day that Chiyuv begins. Others hold the whole thing starts with the Mesiras. So Ramesha also, but he gave the Zmanim, he's not so nervous about the Zmanim because of the fact that if the Kabbalah's Kinyan was done already, so that's the Ikka, his Chayvis on the Ksuba, and that's the date of the Ksuba. So, I mean, what you do is, when you get a little more seasoned, is that you take two Eidim that were under the chuppah, and you go into a side room, and you fill in for Kanina. I was once reading a ksuba that one of the Gedolim filled out, and he was the Masada Kedushin, and he wrote Ben instead of Bas, one of the many times he filled out the ksuba. By the way, just a point of a nicety, when the Masada Kedushin is filling out those papers, don't give him Shalom Aleichem, don't wish him Mazel Tov, don't shake the table, don't make him nervous. Because we're very people, you're trying to do it right, and it's very easy, especially if it's not a filled out ksuba, to make a mistake. So I'm going to ksuba, and it said bas instead of ben. Ben instead of bas. So could have made a whole tararam against that. Push it after the chuppah. I notified the masada, and then I went into a room with the two eidim, and we turned the nun into a saf, whatever it was, whatever we could do. But end the story. So the Shaila now is...
How did the Rav read it by under the chuppah?
I read it the way it was supposed to have been read.
Reading is not
Ma'akev. Reading is the Shamas used to read it, Amol. So the first time I had Kriyas Ksuba was 19 years ago. It was somebody from Minneapolis. Chassan Eretz Yisrael. 18 years ago.
The reading is just to check that it was still being correct.
The people
hear it right. So Bekitza, what happens is that I'm sitting next there, it's a soldier, Kibritska, and he's telling me, he says, this and Kriyas Aksub is garnished. It's nothing. Amolda Shamosim did it. It's garnished, can keep it, garnished. It's nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And all of a sudden they say, Amosha Tov, you leave this Mechubit Kriyas Aksub. Okay, very good. So I got up to read the Aksub, and Rav Scheinberg Shlita was the Messiah of Kedusha. It's the first time I'm reading Aksub. Now, my mother didn't bring up no dummy, so I looked over Aksub before just to make sure I knew how to read it, right? No Nakudas over there. So he's correcting me every 10th word. He's correcting me in front of hundreds of people. So not only did I get the bizayim, he's correcting me. Then I turned to him and I said, Yechtav Lenin is a state. And I showed him that this was a nusach of Nachla Shiva, and he was unterlaining according to the nusach of the Eid HaRedis. It's a different nusach. So he's correcting me. But that was like my COVID. That was called Ksubin, Shamas gets, Moshe Tavilim is Mechubim against Ksuba. I'm up there, and Rav Sharnberg's correcting me. It's good. So Unze Gemara Dom, Baba Basra, in Kufnun Tes. So the Gemara Hataka Ashayla. If Edom Chasman Ashtar, and the time of the Chsima, there were a Chaykim Zemizeh, they weren't related, so they were Kasha Edom. But the time that the Get came to Bezdin, to the Baldin, they were Kroivim to the Baldin. So they become Nifsel Alts Kariv. So the Gemara says, this is Kasha. The Gemara says it's Kasha. If you say that God is chal the moment of the ksiva and the ksima, it's no problem because the shtah koshach. I mean, the masha you chasmid on a ksuba and 10 years later you become related. So then, yeah, because the bottom line is that at the time that the ksuba was written and signed and was given over, it was all kosher. So if you hold that it's kenech kedusim from the shas ksima, it's not a problem because God is over. And the din of Nechker Adusim is Chal. And it makes no difference in the fact that there's any kind of relationship afterwards. But if you say that it's still totally in the Haggadah is not complete until it gets to the Baldin. So the Chayr, the Kroivim, and the Shtar should be possible because of Kurva. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Oimrim that Paskin's a little bit different and really qualifies the Gemara. This Gemara in Baba Basra and Kufnun Tes. Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat Simim Mem Vav Sifkat Lamed Hey Brengt HaYesh Omerim that says that the only time this shtar would be kosher is B'yaitzei Mitachas Yedei Baldin, if it's already in the Baldin's hands. But if it's still in the hands of the Eidim, even if they signed on it, it's possible. So Vayis Tachayis in the HaYesh Omerim that the Haggadah is not complete. It's not Chal, Heshesh Gantaras Haggadah, until it's actually in the hands of the Baldin. Vos is the Makar from the Yesh Oimim Gebracht in Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma says the Makar is a riff. The Gemara in Yevam Islam at Aleph Amid Beis talks about why there was no Takana for Zman in a Shtar Kedushin. You know, this is a Mach. I read, the Mishnah says, Isha Niklas B'Shleish Adachim B'Kes B'Shtam B'Biyah. Shtar is machlekes rishonim, Rashi and the Ran. What does it say in the shtar? Well, some say the shtar just says arei mekudeshesli. It doesn't say names, doesn't say anything. But the zman is not included in the shtar. So the question the Gemara asks is, why don't you include zman in the shtar? It's like the Gemara zimn in the basa chayse. There's going to be a matzav of basa chayse. He's going to save her from being an ashes isha zinza. So he's going to monkey with the zman. It's like the Gemara limchi gabe edim. And you leave it with the Eidim, that's not going to work, because if they remember Taka, they're going to go and testify as to when this man was on the Kedushin. The Eloi, but if they're not going to remember, they're going to use the Shtar to remind them. They'll go use the Shtar to remind themselves as to when the exact Zman took place. MP is a problem of being made from the shtar. In fact, Taisvis, it's a shtar kedushin. And when the shtar is no chasar, MP ksavim. So Taisvis gives an answer. But the Rif gives a different answer. Listen to the Rif. And we're going to see, since Taisvis doesn't give this answer, he's obviously chelik on the Rif. And we're going to deal with that. So Taisvis, the hodam rina the shtar have a commission echkaru.
This is the Rif.
I apologize. This is the Rif. And the Taisa gives a different answer, but he doesn't give like the Rif, because he's chelik on the Rif. This is that we say, shtar have a commission nechkar, of levim pik sovam, that's only, because the rak hecha, the hava biyodi shel badin. Av kishahava tachas yideha edim leka din nechkara, bakati choshim pik sovam. Azayzak the Rif, Azayzak the Rajba, Azayzak the Muki Yosef. They say that the only time you say Kemishenecha Yedusim Bebezdin is when the shtar is already in the hands of the Baal Din. So Memela, if it's still in the hands of the Eidim, it's not considered to be Piksava. So what do you say? There's no Piksava by a shtar when it's a real shtar. That's what Nishkandim for a shtar. As Isaac the Rif. Weiss the Chayis Taisvah. So L'chayr is up to Sma. That's the Makor for the Yesh Oimrim. But again, a Kroivim. Nafkamin, if the shtar is in the hands of the Eidim, or in the hands of the Baal Din. If it's in the Baal Din, can we shnech kudus in the Bezin? It's a real active shtar. That's the din for the shtar. So Mamela, after that, the Korva is no problem. But if the Korva came after the Chesima, but by the time it comes to the Baal Din, let's say the Ish in this case, there's a relationship, there's Korva, then it'll pass the Lagoras Eidus, because it's not Kamishanachkar until it's in the hands of the Baal Din. That's the Makar for the Riff. And so Mamela, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying to qualify the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra seems to say that there's no problem of Korva if you signed the Chesima and afterwards they became Krovim. So the Yeshayim says that's only when the shtar is already in the hands of the Yisha. If it gets not in the hands of the Yisha, it's not considered complete. Let's get a question first. Yeah.
But if it goes to the Yisha and then they give it back to the Eidim, is there a
problem? No, that's not a problem. We're talking about once it's already validated.
Isn't that the case here?
The problem is that it's not validated. And we're saying now that it didn't get to the hands of the Baal Din. It was just the Chesima. If you hold Kamishan Echgrei, do some Bebezin, with the Chesima Alein, says it became Krovim afterwards, it's not a problem. So we're saying now that in the case when it became Krovim afterwards, it's not a problem because of Nechgrei, do some Bebezin, with the Mice of the Chesima. Yeshemim is qualifying, he's saying that's only if it's already in the hands of the Baal Din. Before it comes to the hands of the Baal Din, it's no good. Mendy.
If one of the Eidim should die before it got to the Baal Din,
it's a very good question. You don't have a good answer. It would seem that way. It would seem that way. So, Mamela, we see a machloikis between Rashi and the Rif. I mean, Taisus and the Rif. Because according to the Rif, the Teres HaGod is only Chal with the Mesira. And Taisus doesn't answer that way, which is an easy way to answer. He holds that the Teres HaGod is Chal immediately with the signing of the Shtar, or the Get in this case. And it's merely considered Nechra Dusim Abezin. Right. Rabbi Dubin, give me a moment. So Mamela, so we're going to say, good, I was looking amazing. So Mamela, that's what we're going to say, Pshat, according to the Ritva. This that Taisus and the Ritva are arguing, if Chesima Se'edim helps Lefnei Ksivas Hashtar, writing on a blank piece of paper, writing on an unfilled out get, so Mamela, that's going to be totally in this machloi, because according to Taisus, it's Lashitasim, that the Teres HaGod is Chal immediately upon the Chesima, that's Nechra Adusim Abezin. So Mamela, if they sign Le'islamed, it's possible, because that's not Eidus at all. But the Ritva holds, the Teres HaGod is B'Shas Mesira. The Eidus is concluded with the Mesira. So Mamela, there's a Loiv and a Malva, and there's Das HaMeschayev. But Lemaisa, you could say that this is not Tali Zebazah at all. Why? Because the Ikashit of the Rif, it's really schwer from a Ferish Gemara and Gittin. The Rif says that the shtar is chal only when it comes to the hands of the Baal Din. But the Gemara says in Gittin, Dav Gimel Meralf, Ula Rava, Da Omar Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaim Or Liboy Trey, Zok the Gemara, Bedinu De Bekiyim Shtar Esnami Lo Liboy Kedir Rishlokish. Da Omar Rishlokish Midei Raisa, Eidim achsuman al ashtar nas kmishenach gusim abezdin. So Mamela, that's before the get came to the hands of the Isha, who's the Baal Din. And according to the Rif, that it's not chal teres hagoda, it's not nechre dusim abezdin, chayre the Gemara is mechiach, or mochach to go like Taisvis, that the chiyuv or the chalois of the chesima, of the hagoda, is with the chesima even before, and it's shver on the Rif. Chayre this is shver on the Rif.
We hold the
halacha
that's the halacha.
Well, let's go slow. What?
Not necessarily.
Okay, let's go slow.
That get will be given. So okay. Question is, when does he have to say before I left? Question: does he have to be kind of?
Okay, but the Gemara uses this notion, right? The Gemara says that Eidim Achsum al Ashtar Nasa Kamishna Nechka Dusim Bebezdin. But Lemaisa, it's Nechkor now. It's Nechkor now. But that's before the get comes to the Isha. But Lemaisa, it's considered Nechkara from now, before it comes to the Isha. And according to the Rif, it's nothing until it comes to the Isha. So, okay. I want to say Pshat, and this is really Reb Pesach Stein's Chiddush, and bear with me because I have rias to it. But it's a very geschmackish shtickle on the whole Yisayit of Shtaris. And this whole concept of Kurva, and Agoda, and testimony, and what exactly it is. and when exactly it goes into effect. In the average edus on a shtar, there are really two things that they're testifying about. The first is, the edim are being made that the Baal Din was mitzava them to write the shtar. In other words, they're being made that the shtar is written midas ha-meschayv. The second, they're made on something that occurred. See, ba'ad dvarim, there's an event, an experience that took place. But there's a mechira, there's a halva. Now, on that second haggadah, on the chelik of their haggadah in the shtar, that they're chasping on concerning this sipa hadvarim, that the haggadah's edus is on the maisa, not just on the das hamischayev, but it's on the maisa that occurred, this loan, the sale. L'chayra, we know the halacha is Kaisvin Shtar Lalaiva. Afal Pisha Ain Malva Imai. That means they haven't even seen a Maisa Halva. So how can there be a Chasima on a Maisa of Halva that they weren't there with? If we're saying that there are two dinim in a Haggadah of a Shtar, Das HaMeschayev, to write the Shtar, let's say a Loiva, and the etzem maisa that they're being made on. So how could they write a shtar, chasm on a shtar, be made on a shtar, of sheina mal ve'imoy, when there's no maisa yet over here? But it could be what we're going to have to see. It's not so posh. In other words, if they're being made on a maisa, where's the maisa? Fine, there's a loiva, but who says there's a malva? You didn't see the maisa. How are you testifying to the fact that Reuven Shimon learning when the loiva is the one who's telling you to write the shtar and there's no malva over there? He's telling you. Where's the maisa? So good maisa, but that's a maisa. He's not being made on the maisa. You're saying that the loiva is telling you that there was a maisa.
Starting that way, saying on a maisa, you haven't proven it. You're saying on a maisa yet.
Slow down. I'm saying there are two dinim. There's a das mischayev. Okay, but so we're going to develop this. There's a das hamischayev, and then there's a maisa that you're being made on. That's the pashtus of what you're signing on a shtar. The shtar says a ganze uvda, so you're signing on a shtar. So how can you sign on a shtar with a loiva without a malva? You're not eyewitnesses to a loan. You're eyewitnesses to that the loiva tells you. So you're saying good, but I want to flesh out what you're saying.
The loiva is mischayev.
But what does it have to do with a maisa? You're being maya. You're being made on the shtar. You're being maya a maisa. Okay, but that's not pashtus how you look on the shtar that this might be made on the haidor. That's not my. It doesn't say this is a unique kind of shtar. Hayais kaisvin loiv without a malva. It's not really a shtar. It's being made on a haidor. You're being made on this maisa. That's pashtus. You're writing in the shtar. He owes him money. There's no maisa of it to be made on. Okay. So I want to tell you what Rav Pesach's chiddush is. It's a gewaldig chiddush, and we're going to try to develop it with different riots, but it's mamish negiah to our sugya. He says, there's a certain power that a shtar has. There's a certain koyach that a shtar has. Any haychocha you can bring mi koyach hashtar means that the shtar is made on what we're saying. It's not stam ha'yichochot stodis, an agav urcha digadin. No, the shtar is made, and what ends up happening is that if a person, a mashal, sees a shtar in the hands of the malve, the chazokah, there's a chazokah of koma shetachas yad adam shaloihu, because achzuki the gnevelim azakinan. We don't look at a person and say he's a ganef and he's holding something that's not his. The fact that he's holding on to the shtar is a hichocha that the shtar came to him from the loiv. But says Rav Pesach, it's not just stam a hichocha tzodis. But the shtar is made. There's a koyach from the shtar to be made. that there was a Mesiris Hashtar, that there was a Mechira, that all comes from Koyach Hashtar. And the Mela, you can write a Shtar to a Loive without the Malve Imoy, and you can be Meitzi Momin with that Shtar, because since the Malve is holding on to the Shtar, his Tvisa, his Achiza, is Meichiach, that there was a Mesira. But it's not a Echoch, it's Todus of a Chazoka. But it's rather Mikoyach Hashtar. The Shtar is being made that there was a Mesiris Hashtar. In fact, it's Ad Kedei Kach, there's a Koyach of Eidus on that Mesira. Now, Reb Chaim Brisker talks about this in Hilchos Gerushin, I'm not going to get into it right away, but let me bring a Raya to this Yesod. Again, understand the Yesod. Take it or leave it, but understand his Yesod. That when we deal with a Shtar, it has a Koyach of Eidus, and any Hoychocha is not a Hoychocha Tzadis, but as if the Shtar is being made, that there was a Mesira. So Mamela Leloiva is commissioning the writing of a Shtar, and the writing on a Maisa, and the Shtar is Mechiach, being now that's in the hands of the Malva, that there was such a Maisa, and such a Mesira. Not just a Chazoke, that a person's not a Ganif, but the Shtar alone is made. A riot to this I want to bring, for the Gemara in Ksubis. Emes, it's an often a rush. Listen to Ksubis. Avos the Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Yud Testament base. Mishnah says, Shnayim she'amru k'sav yadeinu zeh, aval nusim hayinu, psaliedus hayinu, k'tanim hayinu. So they passel the shtar, mitzad ha'pesha asa ha'pesha hita, migay. But let's say there's another case. If other Edom come, the Gemara says, bo Edom achirim, va'amru k'sav yadim huzeh, aval k'tanim hayu. Zog the Gemara, have a treu tre. It's treu tre. You got a shtar, and you got Kiyum Hashtar, and you have Edim who are saying that they were Ktanim. Chayra, where do you have Cheo Tre? You don't have Edim that are made on the kashrus of the Shtar. Oh, just one second. Listen to the Rosh. So if you jump it out of your seats, listen to the Rosh. Zok the Rosh, Tre u Tre Ninu. The Edim hachasumim al Ashtar, af al pi she'edum me'idim aleim shehayu psulim, hava ke'ilu shnayim acherim me'idim aleim shehem ksharim. Shehem ksharim. The chazoke, the marvel imachtim edim psulim al shtarei v'hachazok v'chashiva ke'edim.
Rosh is unbelievable.
This chazoke that a malve doesn't allow Edom to sign who are apostle on a shtar. That chazoke is mamish like Edom. The chazoke that malve lemachtim Edom psulim turns it into trey or trey. B'chor, it's very shver. The chazoke is an anansadi. How could Edom against anansadi be considered trey or trey? You have to follow the Edom. So you got a chazoke and you have Edom. The Vais the Chois, the Rosh is saying the Chiddush, and this is through the eyes of Rabbi Pesach Zatzal, that a Chazoke and a Umdana that comes Mikoyach Hashtar is as if the Shtar itself is being made. The Shtar has a Koyach of Eidus. Mamish considered Trey U Trey. So every Hayachocha that's Mikoyach Hashtar is not just a Hayachocha Tzadis, a Zaytik Hayachocha B'Yalma, but it's a Chelik from the Guf Hashtar. The Mele comes out that there's two Haggadahs. There's a Haggadah on the Das HaMeschayiv. I have to mamash apologize to tell you why. I thought we were already at 7:15. So at 8:15 I gotta go. So we can have a choice. I can we argue a little bit, which I love to do, and all time a chachamim, and it always makes it more geschmack. End up being right anyway, but I definitely have rias to what I'm saying. But let me just finish this. I'll try to finish it, because there's also another shtickling. We'll try to squeeze in for 2 seconds, also in the gate of this Gemara, about Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkim. And whether or not Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkim is a din in someone who lives there, or someone who just visits. There was Mamash Shaila Halacha like that. Phyllis' kid wasn't very much there in yeshiva. He asked the shayla if he should send his child to some of Eretz Yisrael for a month. Al tavir le shomakir. The time we're going to get to that too. But just let me just finish this. I see some of you are laughing. You might have been there for the summer. Okay. So there's two kinds of agadas. There's agada al das ha-mischayiv that the Baal tells them to sign, that the shtar is not mezuyev, and there's agada on the etzem maisa kedushin, that there was a kedushin. L'chayra, these two agadas are very different. The agada on the das ha-mischayiv is finished and over when you sign on the shtar. Because you have a Haggadah that the Baal said to sign, to write. But the Haggadah on the Maisa is only finalized with the Tvisa. So Mamela, that Haggadah is Chal with the Mesira. Mamela, before that, there's no Haggadah at all without the on any kind of Maisa. It has to be finalized. Mamela, that could end for the Rif. The Rif is talking about a question as to when the Haggadah is chal on the Soif Maisa of Kedushin. The Nafkamina is Shemazinsa, and he wants the Lachapas, he wants to protect her, he wants to cover up for her, he wants to have mercy on her. So the Haggadah is that the Maisa Kedushin is chal B'Shas Mesira. But the Sugya Daf Gimel that we asked the Kasha from the Rif from Gittin, that's talking about whether the Get is Mezuyah or not. We don't care if there was a chalois gerishin. Avada, there wasn't chal or mesiras hashliach. She doesn't have it yet, and we're only done if ikah get is mezuyif. So on that we say the haggadah is on the das ha-mischayiv that it's not mezuyif, and that tak is chal immediately b'shas chsima. And meila it's nechgredusim on that. That the shas chsima is already a haggadah that there was a tzivu yabal das ha-mischayiv, so to say. But L'chaira, we have a problem with the Ritva. Because the Ritva says that it's okay to sign on a blank document, an unfilled out document. What will be according to the Rif? Because the Rif is only talking about the Haggadah on the Guf HaMaisa, the Sipa HaDvarim, but the Haggadah on the Das HaMischayif is chal immediately with the Chsima. So Hadju Koshila Duchta. How can you sign on a blank piece of paper? B'chayr, there's no Haggadah on Das HaMischayiv. Where's the Das HaMischayiv? So Mela, I'm going to suggest learn a different pshat in the Ritva.
Not that you signing a blank piece of paper. The Mischayiv is the one who tells you to sign.
But Lamaisa, you're showing a blank sheet. I don't see anything from here. How could you have a Das HaMischayiv on a blank piece of paper? Because the Das HaMischayiv is on something. He's been mechayiv himself on something. He's not mechayiv him on anything. A blank piece of paper is not mechayiv anything. It was a chefz of a chiv on a piece of paper. What's the chiv?
I don't know what he writes in.
Yeah, anything could happen. Anything could be written in. It doesn't mean anything. How could that be Das HaMischayiv?
He doesn't have to know.
So maybe we're going to say a little bit like Rabbi Dubin is saying, a little bit. Pshat is like this. You can clear what is the Haggadah of Adam that's signed? Where do we start from? Is the Iker Haggadah the Das HaMischayiv? That's their whole Haggadah. And this that we know, like Rabbi Dubin says, that they signed with the Das HaMischayiv, that's sufficient. If there's a Maisa Mechira, the Medina Nechkere Dusan Bebezin is in the Shtar, because whatever we know from the Shtar is made, the Tfisa is Mechiyach, but there's really no Agodas Edus on that, it's only on the Das HaMischayiv, so the Agodas doesn't come on the Maisa. Or maybe just the opposite. The starting point is the Guf HaMaisa, and that's really how you would learn Bepashtas. That you're signing on an event, on an occurrence, on a mechira, on a halva. That there was a mechira, a halva. Same way a person who's malval peh, the maid on the maisa halva. Malva b'shtar is the same thing, the being made on the guf maisa halva. There's only a t'nai l'dover that you need a das ha-mischayiv. The t'nai b'dover to validate the haggadah seidus on the maisa is Das HaMeschayev. Without Das HaMeschayev, doesn't have a din of a shtar. But that's not Nechlal and their Haggadah. Their Haggadah is on the Maisa. And all that we're doing with the Das HaMeschayev is making a validation to the shtar. It's a t'nai in the shtar. Same way there's a t'nai in Sefer HaMakda. So to make sure that the shtar is with Das Mischaif, when the Bemis, the Ramban says so beferish and Baba Basra in Zion, he learns the din that shtar needs Das Mischaif from the Sefer Makna of Yirmiyo. It's not considered a shtar unless it's made with the shlichus of the Baal Ashtar. So the only question is, how bechlal can we understand their Haggadah on the Maisa Hava? They didn't see the Maisa. It's only in Umdah, we said earlier, that the Tfisa is Meichiach, that the Malva and Loiva had a deal together. The Tfisa is Meichiach, an Umdah it studies, but we're saying now that's not the way a Tfisa works, a Chazaka works. It's an Umdah Meichiach Hashtar. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra Kufayin Beis. Like Kosev Shem HaMalva. The cause of Rak Nimcha. But through his Tvisa, he's Mechiach, that he's the Baldover, and that's the Maisa. The Echocha shops the Shtar. So it's not that there's a Zaitik, a Zach of a Chazaka. But it's not just an Umd and a Greda, but it's a Chelik of a Gufa Shtar. Memela, that could be the Machlaikis amongst the Rishonim. Taisus on Tesamit Beis, Karin Lefneim, the Chaisvin writes like this. They have aid me ph. You know the case where they can't read. They have aid me ph. Ain tzrichem lahir alika ma'isa alishayme shikach kosev b'shtar. Zokteran was sort of a yes or beer. He seems to be expanding, elaborating on Tosfos. The Randaf Yutes says the loy ke aid me ph. Dami sharihu ba'atzmoi ro oisay aidis ve'enay mamen achirim bo aloloymer shikach kosev b'shtar v'zu ena aidis. El milsa David legluya. Zayzak deran. Chayra, where did the Edom see any kind of mice over here? Elamai, the ikka edus from this would be on the Das HaMeschayev, and that they see and that they hear from the Balaam. They have the instructions. They have Das HaMeschayev, and the fact that they have to be able to read it is only a gili milsa ba'alma. Maybe other things are written over there. But the Ramban in Ksuba is brought down, and Shita Mekubetzes learns different on Chaf Aleph. He says, no, the Haggadah is not on the Das HaMeschayev, but Ika Haggadah is on the Guf Halvor, not on the Das HaMeschayev. Because the Malva can tell the Edom to sign, and afterwards, when I have a Heskim with the Loiva, then hand me over the Shtar. So that the Mesira can be after the Heskim, but after they already signed. So, according to the Ramban, as the Shita brings down, the Ikka HaGod is on the Guf HaLvo, it's not on the Das HaMeschayev. Das HaMeschayev is going to come afterwards. Das HaMeschayev is going to come after the Heskim. That's when there'll be a Mesira. And Chay Shemishpat Simen Lametesiv Kot Nid Gimel, Ein Kais Vin Shtar L'Malva B'Loi Loiva. Listen, it's a Gavaldi Garayitz from Mashach. Ein Kais Vin Shtar L'Malva B'Loi Loiva. Af she'omer hamalva chosmu v'yubiyetchem hashtar at sheyitzav ha'loivalite. Somebody going to tell me there's no Das HaMeschayev, that's why it's no good? That should be the reason why it's no good? What do you mean, Das HaMeschayev comes afterwards? Zok tishach b'shem demagid mishneh da'atam hu mishum dechashin la'aroma. So lulei the tam of aroma will be a fine shtar, even though the Das HaMeschayev is coming afterwards. The life is the Meschayev. If you say the Ikka HaGadah is on the Meschayev, then Lachar is no Edus at all. What are they signing on? About Kodach, according to the Ramban, the Guf HaGadah is on the Sipur. There's only a Tanai B'davar that you don't write a Shtar without Das HaMeschayev. And Das HaMeschayev is a Tanai to make it into a Shtar. But Meila, that could be the Machlokes Tosfos in the Ritva. When you sign on a blank piece of paper, if it works by other Shtaris. Avada Bageta doesn't work because it's felt in Lishma. But what about, in fact, that's the case of Shtar Lishma according to the Ritva. But what about other stars? According to Tosfos, the whole Cheftz of Haggadah is on Das HaMeschayev. Mamela, a blank piece of paper. There's no Loiva. There's no Das HaMeschayev. There's no Haggadah. But according to the Ritva, he holds like the Ramban. Gufa God is on what's written in the shtar. And the Das HaMitzchayiv is only a Tanai b'shtar. So maybe they could sign, even if there's no tzivah of the Mechayiv, because the Kagoda is that there's a Mechira. And this Chal, din of Nechkei Dusim Bebezdin, will be Chal after the writing of the Nusach HaShtar. Then it's not a blank piece of paper anymore, because the Ikka Edis is on what's written in the Shtar. Memela, Reb Kivega's whole Kash is only according to Tosfos, where they signed L'Islami, that's puzzle, in all Shtaris. But according to the Ritva, in other Shtaris it would be Kasha. So Asher Al-Kain, we have a tremendous Kiddush according to the Ritva. The talk of you sign on a blank Shtar, you fill it out later, it's going to be considered Kasha. Now, before we all erupt, I have to run, but I want to just tell you this, still in the Kudetz, from Shlomo Kulagas. Oh, yes. Shlomo Kulagas, listen to Shlomo Kulagas. So what was the Kasha again? The Kasha was, whether or not, individual visits Eretz Yisrael, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. So he brings a Gaval to Gerayim, Shlomo Kulagas. I want to read it to you inside. It says like this. He's medayek from a pasuk, mamish gevaldik. Shlomo Kulagas. So the question again was whether Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim is only for those that live there or those that visit as well. Shteit desay. V'Yeshua ben Nun. Excuse me. Va'yipel Moshe v'Aaron al pneim. Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. The pashat sebrachin, right? And the filas apayim is to be answered by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is after the Maisel Miraglu. V'Yeshua ben Nun v'kolik ben Yefuna min ha-torim es ha-oretz koru b'gdeim. What do you mean? Torah was Haaretz. Well, of course the Torah was Haaretz. They have to tell us the Torah was Haaretz. They're telling us that they were Meraglim. They scouted out from Eretz Yisrael. They came back from Eretz Yisrael. What's in the gear? They came back from Eretz Yisrael, scouting out the land. They tore their garments. Frecht. Imre Shefer, Rabbi Nishleimu Kluger, Frecht Azoi. Why does it say, Min HaTorah Mes Haaretz? It's extra. Who didn't know that they were scouting out the land? Kriyas Begodim shows Avelus, Rahman Mitzvah. Avelus is only shayach after Misa. You give a pope, there's nothing left, you tear your garments. But as long as there's still hope, there's no kriya in Avelus. Yeshua and Kalev tore the garments, bal kocham, because they saw there's no hope. Nigzra gzera. It's not possible to vatal gzera. Lahepach, Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Because Chazal say, "Ein Adam Choshev Rashai Lipo upon of Elam Kenena Ki Yeshua Ben Nun." So Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces in the Tefillas Apayim because they felt that the Taka would be answered. They thought that Tefillas would help. There's still hope. And the Emes is Kalev and Yeshua were right. Like Nizbat La Gzera, that the Meraglim wouldn't come to Eretz Yisrael, and in fact, this was the extension into the Churban Abayis. So by Istachayzak Rishem Kluge. Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna knew something that Moshe and Aaron didn't know. How is such a zach shaykh? No state. That's state. The Chagmar Ksuba sign. Hey, that Avir Eretz Yisrael is machkim. So Kalev and Yeshua are in Eretz Yisrael. Adifi Karbaminan says the Gemara. They were better than the Moshe and Aaron. That's why Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron al pneim, because they thought they could be mevatel l'gzera. But Kalev and Yeshua, according to Shlomo Kulagas, kvar nichnasu l'Eretz Yisrael v'avira d'Eretz Yisrael machkim l'chein nisalu m'Moshe v'Aaron v'yedu ki efes tikva l'chein kor b'gdeim derech avelis mamish kevin shen l'za tikva l'chein l'inaf l'apaneim. But Dovah ze nechmat, says Shlomo Kulagas. So what is he saying, obviously? That just 40 days scouting out the land, that's l'chair araya, yeah? But it could be it's not araya. You know why? Why is it not a Ryan? No, why not a Ryan? Why did they enter Eretz Yisrael? They were going on a tour. They're going for Yarchi Kala. Why were they going into Eretz Yisrael? Kibush V'Yishu. So that's not Stam touring Eretz Yisrael.
Not on this visit.
It could, but they thought. So I had a shayla like this. Rav Pavarsky asked me, as I said, we have Rav Pavarsky Basin Shul. And he just bought himself a Dira in Eretz Yisrael. And he's planning on retiring. He is retired. He's going to retire, and he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked me, this year Pesach, does it keep 1 day or 2 days? So I said, what do you want to do?
Pavarsky lives there.
But Pavarsky Davins in a good Israel based Binyamin. I just saw him today.
Yeah,
he just Davin. You're talking about Roberto Pavarsky's. He's living by us. We got 12. Anyway, that's a real machlokes. But anyway, So Rav Pavarsky is by us, his brother, and he basically, his father used to call him the Rosh Yeshiva of Turo. You think he teaches at Turo. So Rav David used to call him Rosh Yeshiva in Turo. Al Kapo, that's what he told me. So he asked me, Shadlish, should keep one day or 2 days? So I told him, where do you want to go? You want to keep one day? Rav Chaim Kanievsky would tell you to keep one day. Rav Moshe would tell you to keep 2 days. Rav Chaim Kanievsky told my Shviga, who comes to visit in Eretz Yisrael, that she should keep one day Yom Tov on Pesach. She comes every year to Eretz Yisrael. To Eretz Yisrael, they're like Rav Chaim, Rav Shteiman, Mech Yehuda, they have you already in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yashiv was a little bit on the border. Rav Shlomo Zalman also had Sodom Lakan Lakan. But this is one of the Cheshbonos. Because if you're going there and you're buying an apartment, you're planning on living there, the Bishnei go. I could walk in any time. Thank you.